Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and we're a little rearranged, but that's okay, because now coming up with us now is the editor at ShootingNewsWeekly.com, that being Dan Zimmerman. I'm curious, the way you guys actually executed it is actually Shooting News Daily.
Yeah, we write daily on the blog. We send out a weekly email blast.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Tens of thousands of people.
Gotcha. All right. Very good. Outstanding. Very nice. Let's talk about the things that have happened in the past week. Like the blubbering, crying Times Square shooter.
Yeah. This 15-year-old kid, who was apparently here illegally, opened fire in Times Square, despite signs on lampposts, clearly designating it as a gun-free zone. I've seen them myself. They're there, but somehow he didn't really care. Or maybe he can't read English. I don't know. Anyway, he was trying to rob a store in Times Square. I guess somebody tried to stop him, and he opened fire. He hit a tourist, and when he was chased by cops, he turned around and opened fire on them as well. I don't think he hit them, fortunately. And the tourist will apparently survive. They finally caught up with him and his mother as they left their home and went to a relative's house in Yonkers. And yeah, there are a lot of pictures of him crying and, as he's being arrested, and contrary to all normal practices in the city of New York, he's being held without bail and charged with aggravated assault, attempted murder, my guess is armed robbery, too, you would think.
Right.
But one thing he isn't being charged with is violating New York's sensitive places law. Their gun-free zone law that designates Times Square and all kinds of other places in the state as out of bounds to concealed carry.
So, any conjecture as to why that is?
Well, there are, as Jennifer Sunsbaugh writes here, there are a few very good reasons for that, actually. When they put this law into effect, they did this after the Bruin ruling. They did it out of spite, not of frustration, because the court had made them start issuing concealed carry permits to pretty much anyone who's, you know, legally able to have one, who isn't a felon or has some other disqualifying event in their life. So despite the direct language that written into the Bruin ruling, they designated large swaths of the state as sensitive places. So they knew darn well that that this was going to be challenged. But they never really cared about the effects of this on criminals, because it was never intended to stop criminals from carrying in sensitive places like Times Square. Legislators are dumb, but they're not stupid. And they know that whatever laws they write and, the governor signs into law have virtually no effect on criminals. What they're trying to do is get as many law-abiding license holders, concealed carry permit holders. It's possible not to carry in these places. They want to, want these laws to affect law-abiding, not the actual criminals who commit most of the crimes in this country. This law has already been challenged. Big chunks of it have already been stopped by an injunction. And I don't think that the city, let alone the state, wants to give this kid or anyone else reason to challenge it further by saying, yes, you know, maybe he's guilty of attempted murder and armed robbery, but you can't, he's not, the charge of carrying in a gun-free zone is a violation of Second Amendment rights to whatever extent an illegal immigrant has Second Amendment rights in this country.
Well, I guess the whole idea, I mean, the picture you guys show, it's zip-tied to the pole.
Yeah.
No, that one isn't the one that's zip-tied to the pole. It's actually affixed. Okay, I guess that's legitimate. It's a,
oh, yeah,
it's a legitimate
exactly.
Fake sign, yeah.
Yeah, this one is actually bolted onto the light pole.
Yeah, but it says violation of this prohibition is a felony. How is that not? How is he not in trouble?
Because he's in all kinds of trouble for all kinds of other things he did.
Oh.
I think that they just let this slide, again, because it's much more convenient for them not to charge him and not to possibly create a test case for striking down that aspect of the law.
I thought that was already coming, though.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It is. But to my knowledge, really is not charged anyone with carrying in Times Square or any other gun-free zone.
As long as you're not defending yourself.
I haven't read about it.
As long as you're not defending yourself. If you're defending yourself, like Daniel Penny, you can even do that and get in trouble without having a gun.
Right. If this had just been a New Yorker, New York City resident with a lot of carry permit walking down the street, and he pulled out the gun to protect himself against an armed robbery or somebody who was attacking him, then you can bet he would have been charged.
Well, you know, I'm not going to go. My thing with this is that despite all the noises Adams is making regarding this stuff, they cannot bring themselves to do the real hard work that it's going to take to make New York safe again, like getting rid of the illegal immigrants. They will not reverse that field. And even when the illegal immigrant commits a crime, well, they're just not going to do it because of what they perceive to be the optic of this.
Right. And there's, of course, that aspect. And then, again, it's very hard to relearn the lessons of the past. The city of New York has already fixed this problem once before and
right.
Fixed it very well. And it was long before there were any illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants weren't even the biggest problem. It was the no windows or the broken windows policing where they would arrest people and charge them for petty crimes, small crimes, things like jumping turnstiles in the subways, because those people typically had other things that they were wanted for or the crimes that they committed. And when you get those people off the street, then you start to get the people off the street that are really creating 80 to 90% of the crime problem in the city.
Right. Well, it's just like accounting. If you can take care of the pennies, most of the time the dollars take care of themselves.
Yeah, so, exactly.
This article got published on the 17th. That's why wasn't the Times Square shooter charged with carrying a gun-free zone ripped straight from the pages of Shooting News Weekly, where they've only been in existence now for 6 weeks. And they are already a go-to destination if you're trying to see what's going on within the culture, political, new gear, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. They've got it there. Some of the stuff is actually quite provocative. I'm actually enjoying the move, Dan. I really enjoy the move. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the Shooting News Weekly blog. Just about made the mistake again, Dan. I caught myself though.
Well, have it start hard.
I need to say the name of the site first and then bring you in. Because that was always a trigger. That was always a trigger for me. You did a... see, and this is one of the things I don't quite understand about the whole gun, pro-gun, anti-gun thing, because the pro-gun side is based purely, as far as all the justifications, it's all based purely on statistics, right? I mean, we got reams and reams of statistics, and we got it from both sides. You know, did you ever think Gary Kleck was Captain Conservative?
No, not exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, then the CDC, and then I don't remember who was in the DOJ during the Clinton administration when they did their little survey. But time and time and time again, a diverse group of people come out with good statistics for carrying guns in public. But that never, you know, they're always stroking the narrative and everything else. What did you find out with this one? This is, I think it was all based on a quote, but what do we find out about this?
Well, our friends at Gun Facts, yeah, this was one of our quotes today. Our friends at Gun Facts created a nice little graph in the aftermath of the Kansas City Super Bowl parade shooting, because, of course, everyone is clamoring for gun control after that. When it turns out that this... we've actually run a few posts in addition to this one, which shows this nice graph and shows the correlation of a huge portion of the crime that happens in this country is gang related. 80 to 85% is in some way, according to Gun Facts. Charles C.W. Cook at National Review, we point this out this morning, he highlights the fact that this wasn't, what happened in Kansas City wasn't a mass shooting,
right,
as people understand mass shooting.
Right.
Mass shootings is something indiscriminate where somebody opens fire on people they don't know for, you know, some reason nobody can figure out, like the guy in the Las Vegas hotel, somebody walks into a church and opens fire or something like that. This was very different. This, what happened in Kansas City was two, maybe three people who knew each other and had some kind of a dispute and opened fire shooting at each other. The only difference was there happened to be, I don't know, 40 or 50,000 people in the immediate area around them, and they just didn't give a damn if they hit anybody else. That's why 20 people were shot and one person was killed. So what happened was not a mass shooting in the truest sense of the word. And then, of course, what drives the gun control industry insane is after something like that happens and they go into full outrage mode and claim that finally this is the thing that's going to prove to everybody that we have to limit everyone's gun rights in this country. It doesn't happen. And the reason is people have tuned it out. And the reason they tuned it out, Costas Moros, who's the California Rifle and Pistol Association attorney, pointed out why that is. In really succinct fashion, he showed a graph or a chart showing the homicides in the state of Missouri in the most recent year they're available. Because, you know, everybody's saying, you know, the mayor of Kansas City saying, well, I can't put in gun control, strict gun control. My hands are tied by the state. That's garbage. There's all kinds of laws. I mean, these were underage kids who had guns illegally. Everything they did was already against the law, so that was all garbage. But the reason he's not going to get any changes at the state level is because when you look at that graph, there are three counties or three localities, the city of St. Louis, the St. Louis County, which together, that they're separate for a lot of reasons, and then Jackson County, which includes Kansas City, they account for virtually all of the murders in the state of Missouri. So they show all the other counties for which there were zero murders in the year. gun with firearms. And so when you've got murder or you've got killing and you've got shooting and you've got violent crime happening in two cities, two big blue cities,
right,
cities that have been run by the same people for generations, everybody else in the state looks at that and says, why should we give up our rights? Because they've got a problem there, and the people there keep voting for the same thing and the same people and the same policies over and over and over again. So that's why you don't get changes after something like as high profile as the shooting yesterday.
Well, but here's the other thing. I mean, rampage shootings are such a rare thing. I remember there was this, and I don't remember, I don't know if you know, have ever seen this. I'd seen this statistic where with a armed citizen in place, the average loss of life during a rampage shooting was 2.5, and when you wait on the police, it was 18. And right. then when we had Newtown, when that happened, that drove that statistic way up because it's such a rarity.
Right.
Right. Now, when they look at all of these statistics that come in and they're trying to get out there and talk about gun crime and all this other stuff, what would happen if we took the five blue cities that have the most violence happening and if we just took them out of the equation? What happens then?
Well, that's actually something that Pappas points out here. He said, Kansas City and St. Louis combined to form their own state with their 2.2 million total people.
Right.
They'd have a gun-related homicide rate of 23.7 per 100,000. The rest of Missouri would have a rate of, which has almost twice as many people, that rate would be 3.7 per 100,000. Again, and then this isn't confined just to Missouri. Missouri is not unique in this way.
Right.
Look at Chicago. Look at Washington State with Seattle. Every state that has a big blue city in it, that's where the crimes are concentrated. And as the gun facts folks pointed out, most of them are gang-related.
Right. Hang on for me there, if you will. This article also from ShootingNewsWeekly.com. That's the six-week-old website that has changed the entire dynamic of the way information is delivered to the world of firearms and the gun culture in a good way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. As the deadline to fund the government approaches, Congress is on a two-week recess. Lawmakers slated to return to the Capitol on February 28th, just 2 days before the March 1st deadline to fund certain government agencies, while the rest must be funded by March 8th. Donald Trump drew parallels between the death of the Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and his own legal challenges in the United States. In a Truth Social post, the former president expressed that Navalny's passing has heightened his awareness of events in the U.S. He criticized radical left politicians, prosecutors, and judges, accusing them of steering the nation toward destruction. Respiratory illnesses are up in half of the states, 25 states seeing high or very high levels of respiratory virus activity. That's according to the CDC. Respiratory illness activity defined as people going to the doctor with symptoms including fever, cough, and or sore throat. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back talking to Dan Zimmerman from ShootingNewsWeekly.com. I got that one right. One out of three ain't bad so far. I got one more chance to make it 50%. Let's go and let's talk about Brady, because you've got a guy that contributes to it. It's actually a pretty good attorney at law. Him and Michelle, they do a lot of stuff together with SAF, right?
Yes, they do very good work.
So let's talk about this article he's got about what happened in Kansas City and how it worked out.
Yeah, of course, you know, as we're talking about all the usual blood dancers and bloody shirt wavers jumped into action as soon as news broke with the shooting. And the most frequent refrain you hear from all of them is, the problem is the guns. It's the guns, it's guns, you know, because we have guns. Interestingly, Brady, co-friend of gun rights, pointed out an article that Black Americans account for 60% of firearm homicides each year, or each year reports by, Brady says that honoring Black history, since it's Black History Month, means ending gun violence. We couldn't agree more. But what that points out is an incredibly uncomfortable fact that a huge portion of the gun crimes in this country are committed by Blacks in this country. And what Brady did by pointed this article is they pointed out and made it very clear that the problem isn't the gun. At all. So there are all kinds of societal problems that prove that. Because Costas points out, he said white Americans own by far the most guns per capita of any demographic in the world. If gun control was assumption that more guns lead to more violence is true, the white Americans should have a world-leading homicide rate. They don't. Not even close. In fact, the rate, we used a graph from the CDC, also no friend of gun rights, showing that the rate of gun crime in this firearm-related homicides in this country for blacks is almost five times what it is for whites, for people overall, and for whites in particular, let alone Hispanics, Asians, and other groups, American Indians, white, Alaska Natives, that kind of thing.
Right.
But they don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about the effects of social policies had on this country, like what the war on poverty did to black families in this country, and what the war on drugs has done to not just black families, but black families to a great extent in this country. And what it means is a huge number of black children grow up in fatherless homes, higher percentage than any other demographic group, I believe. And it's clear that that has detrimental effects to their educational opportunities, to and to job opportunities, and leads to all kinds of societal pathologies like gang membership and gun violence. And what you saw was one of the manifestations of that in Kansas City.
Well, I mean, they make. I saw somebody had written an editorial about how they like to glamorize the thug life in Kansas City, and that in and of itself, I'm never one to get out there and say, well, the music makes them do it, or the story made them do it, or the video game made them do it. There's other things I'm sure that go along with that. But, I mean, I'd always thought that Kansas City was one of those places where they had a lot of issues anyway with a lot of gang violence. Is that not the case?
Well, they certainly did. I mean, I used to live in St. Louis, so I'm very familiar with the problems there.
Right.
Which are significant. You know, St. Louis is always in the top two or three cities with most homicides per 100,000. Kansas City is never far behind. They certainly have their problems too. The gun control industry loves to point at the gun laws in Missouri for the cause of that, which, of course, again, like as Brady inadvertently points out here, that just doesn't hold water.
Right.
Because there are almost twice as many people in the rest of Missouri as there are in St. Louis and Kansas City. You don't have anywhere close to the rates of violence there than you do in St. Louis and Kansas City. And they all have the same gun laws, and they all have, it's just as easy to buy, own, and carry a gun in rural Missouri as it is in Kansas City or St. Louis. But the problem is, if you raise issues like Hoss did in this article and point out the fact that there are racial disparities in gun violence, you're immediately labeled a racist, hater, probably a,
well,
probably
I mean,
a pedophile,
listen,
a Nazi.
Well, I mean, I think Black America is noticing a lot of things on this too. I don't think we're the only ones pointing this out. I think Black America is looking at this and saying, "Hey, why do we do this to ourselves?" And, it's all down, it comes down to Democratic policy.
It does. And Black America was some of the people that fought the hardest against the defund the police movement.
Right.
They knew darn well how much their safety was dependent on adequately, staffed police forces and what it would mean, if progressives got their way and cut funding the police police departments were decimated. That happened, and just the way and a lot of people predicted the outcome, and it all came true.
Yep.
Who are the biggest victims of that? in most often, it's black and brown people.
Well, it's, you know, here, this is the thing that makes me the angriest, and I don't know why. Maybe black America is as angry about it as I am, but, you know, right now we have at least one generation, and that's always happening that way. In the inner city, you got one generation of young black guys that are basically consigned to death because of the policies that have driven them to where they're at. You know, they didn't have no family, they didn't have no education, they had no economic opportunity. Only chance they had to do anything was to join a gang. So they joined a gang. Because they wanted to belong to something. And, you know, that's all based on Democrat policy. They got what they wanted. They you know, and I don't know. I haven't delved deep enough to find out how angry everybody is about that, if they're as angry as I am about that. But it's, you know, it's not going to get solved overnight, without a doubt. I know that. We're coming up on coming up on the next break, and you know, first thing as we go into this next break, one thing I want to point out is that this Shooting News Weekly has is 6 weeks old, and it has moved from zero on day one, January 4th, day one, when they had, I think, like four articles up, to where now they have an archive. They already have a SHOT Show underneath their belt. They've gone out. They are known. They're moving things around. The guy, Jim Shepard, that started all this, this guy is a media savvy veteran. He knows how to make it play. This is going to be something big. If you want to follow what goes on in the gun culture, this is probably your best bet on a daily basis, on a breaking news basis. This is probably your best bet. Just because, well, They took all the good elements of one place I used to go to and brought it with them, and it just works. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load talking to Dan Zimmerman. And as we go away, let's talk about this, the anti-gun export charade. Tell me about this.
Yeah, back in October, at the end of October, the Biden administration, which looks for every way it possibly can to harm the firearm industry in America and the people who patronize it, announced a 90-day pause on small arms exports, allegedly to reassess policies and make sure that there are adequate controls in place as I said, quote, to further assess current firearm export control review policies to determine whether any changes are warranted to advance U.S. national security and foreign policy interests. As if gun companies in this country can just willy-nilly sell to anybody they want and ship to any country around the world. There are dozens, probably scores of laws and controls in place, operated by the Commerce Department, State Department, Defense Department, that govern the export of arms sales, including small arms, to countries all over the world, when they take into account all sorts of aspects like human rights and whether we're selling certain technologies to countries that might turn around using against us. In other words, this was all a charade. All the Biden administration, again, the most anti-gun group ever to occupy the White House, was trying to do here was to create to hurt America's gun industry, an industry that he named as quote unquote the enemy when he took office. Anyway, this was October 30th that he's going to put in place a 90-day pause on these kinds of exports. Well, it's 90 days later, and there appears to be no end to this in sight, and that's exactly what people who are watching this were afraid of. So Congress is getting involved now, and they're trying to hold people on the hot seat and trying to force them to put this, put an end to this charade. Because, I mean, look, this doesn't hurt anyone except America's gun makers. Other countries that want to buy small arms, they don't have to buy from the U.S. We're the biggest. We're the best. But there's all kinds of other places you can buy guns if you want to. You can buy from Brazil. You can buy from Russia. You can buy from China. You can buy from Turkey. They're all more than happy to sell those small arms. And a lot of people that we would never be, who we probably wouldn't be able to sell to, are more than happy to buy from them. And those countries are more than happy to sell to people we would never sell to. So all the Biden administration is doing here is putting up a sop to its anti-gun base, which been big supporters of Biden in his reelection effort. And they can say, look, here, this is yet another way we've hurt the gun industry in America.
Well, with, you know, the thing about it's the way they pursue gun control, all the little things they do, especially Biden, all his little things he does, it's almost like it's childish, because the stuff they do, they know it's not going to last. They know it's not going to be one of those things that's going to be is sustainable. And at the same time, they do it almost out of spite, like, well, this may not be able to last forever, but it will cause, you know, we'll get what we want for 90 days.
Right. But the problem, what they're worried about is this may even go on longer.
Yeah.
Probably will. But as I said, I mean, this is strictly a gift to partisan gun control activists. We're paying them for their support, and they can hold us up and say, look, see, we're doing what you helped elect us to do. And we put in place things like the frame and receiver rule, the pistol brace rule. We've put in zero tolerance policy to FFLs. We're revoking more federal firearms licenses than ever before in history. We continue to do that at record pace, and now we're making it harder for gun control or for gun manufacturers to sell their products outside the U.S.
I'm of two minds about that, and I would love to know your opinion about this as far as gun what it's doing to gun companies. How do we know any figures about exports that these gun companies are doing?
Those figures exist. I don't know them, but the NSSF certainly has that and publishes those numbers. I don't have those at my fingertips.
Well, I mean, doesn't Glock still maintain an operation in Austria?
Yeah, they certainly do.
And
I'm sure they can sell
from
there.
Does still have a European operation going on too?
I'm not so sure what SIG still has there.
Yeah.
But obviously CZ
is there.
CZ is over there.
Yeah.
FN.
H&K.
You know, there's all kinds of ways around this kind of thing. Taurus obviously is still based in Brazil. They manufacture guns here, but most of their guns are made in Brazil. There's all kinds of ways around it.
So what they're really doing
is hurting American workers,
right?
And American companies,
right? That part I can see. I do see that quite easily. When I'm sitting there and I'm thinking in practical effects what this has, I just wish. Once in a while, we would do a couple of deep dives into this stuff and look at this and say, well, it doesn't really affect anything except the American worker, which is huge, right? Even the Bud Light thing. Most of the people that were most affected by the Bud Light thing was not Budweiser. It was the people delivering Budweiser.
Yeah, and distributing.
Yeah.
Distributors.
I mean, those route guys, they get paid on commission and they have to sell the stuff. And Bud Light, losing Bud Light's a little bit like losing, being a, I don't know. Think of somebody's got their market cornered in a particular, in any particular field and saying, oh, well, you're taking away our market cornering product from us, and we're supposed to still maintain things where they were. So.
Yeah, it hurt. all this could do, and I don't know to what extent it has cut production in the U.S.
Right.
But you have to believe it's some portion. Obviously.
But they still say that we have, 50 months now we've had gun sales of more than 1 million.
Yes. Domestic gun sales.
Domestic
gun sales.
So isn't that pretty good?
That's very good.
Yeah.
But, you know, a company like, Smith & Wesson,
right,
which has all its production here.
Right.
You know, they produced a certain percentage for the domestic market and a smaller percentage for export.
Right.
And sales outside the U.S. Obviously, they haven't been able to do that for the last 3 months.
Right.
I don't know how much longer that's going to last. So it's got to hurt them in some way.
Well, I just look at that and I just wonder how much of that is so they can say they're doing something versus what it actually does.
Yeah.
It's
partisan payback.
Yeah, it's pandering to the base, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Almost amusing in some ways. Sort of sad in some ways.
Real people.
Yeah.
As much as it did.
But that's Joe Biden, because everything he turns around and does hurts real people. This, first of all, thanks very much for joining me today, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. ShootingNewsWeekly.com. Put it in your bookmarks and go check it out. Because that's where you're going to find the latest and the greatest. I'll be back in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. Always. This has been Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.